May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. John the Baptist is in a dark place. Last week, John was in the wilderness, living freely, proclaiming God's love and God's judgment, condemning the powerful with wild abandon, inviting all to repent and turn back to God. He dressed like the prophet Elijah, he lived off the land, and he lived totally in the moment, baptizing in the river and proclaiming that the kingdom of God is near. Time has elapsed, though, between last week's reading about John the Baptist and today's reading. Today, John is in prison. John has been labeled an agitator by those in power he was just so recently bold enough to criticize. So he is behind bars, locked away, alone. His crowds of followers are, for the most part, gone. His freedom is gone. Most of his disciples are now off following someone else. He is no longer able to fulfill his calling to preach and baptize and prepare the way of the Lord. His whole purpose in life has been taken from him, and his violent death is near. John the Baptist is in a dark place. And we know he's in a dark place because in this moment of desperation, John dares to ask a question that the free, self-assured, baptizing John of last week would never have thought to ask. After preparing the way, after proclaiming that Jesus is indeed the one they have been waiting for, now John must ask, "Are you the one who is to come? Or are we to wait for another? Was everything I did worth it? I gave my whole life to this. I will soon give my life for this. Was it all a waste? I can't remember what it's like to stand bold and free in the desert wilderness, what the waters of the Jordan felt like around my feet. I can't remember the certainty I felt then. Was it all a waste? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" John the Baptist is in a dry, barren desert of his life. The prophet Isaiah knows a bit about such deserts too. God's people, they have lived in exile. They have literally traveled by foot through a barren desert wilderness to get to the nation of Babylon, where they will be ruled by their captors. They've not been locked up, but they have certainly not been permitted to leave, to return home. And they are in a spiritual desert, like John, asking questions that they never dreamed they would have to ask when they felt safe and free. They're wondering what has happened to the God that was supposed to defend them and prevent all of this. Does their God have no power after all? Or what have they done to offend Yahweh and deserve this? Does God still reside with them as they live in this foreign, strange land? When in your own life have you had to ask a question that you never thought you would have to ask when things were better? Do you love me anymore? Am I really cut out for this? Do I actually believe this stuff? The question John asks this morning reflects that same sense of disappointment and fear and self-doubt. And the question that John asked this morning is kind of the perfect Advent question. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? It's an already but not yet kind of question. It's an in-between kind of question. Jesus is already here. John has met him, seen him, touched him, baptized him in the river. Jesus is already here, and yet John is asking him if he's the one who is to come. As one commentator describes it, in Advent, we paradoxically wait for the one who has already come. In Advent, we wait for the one who has already come. In our lives, we know deserts and we know prisons. Don't share it out loud, but think for just a moment. Think of a desert time that you have known in your life. Sometimes the circumstances of our lives drive us to ask questions like the one that John asks today. The promise of Advent, the promise of the prophet Isaiah, the promise of Jesus is that even though we know such deserts and such prisons, Jesus has already come. Nothing can prevent it. Nothing can stop it. He was here, he is here, and he will be here. The promise is that even the driest and most barren deserts will flow with water. Even the driest and most barren deserts will rejoice and blossom. John's disciples have seen the reality that Jesus is the one. Go and tell him, says Jesus to John's disciples. Go and tell him. Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have good news brought to them. It's as if Jesus is saying, it's just as you always knew it would be, John. Do not be afraid. I have come to bring the unexpected and mysterious and life-giving good news that you are looking for. The deserts and the prisons, they are not proof that I am not the one, Jesus says. The deserts and the prisons are now lands of hope, places of promise, because there is no deeper joy than joy at receiving the good news just when it looks like nothing will ever be good again. I have come to bring good news, says Jesus, to all who have been cast aside or forgotten or pushed to the margins, to all those who are least likely to get good news from their government or their doctor or their family. I have come to bring good news, Jesus says, even for a crazy old self-proclaimed prophet in prison. So go and tell John to believe in himself again. Go and tell John that he is even more than who he thought himself to be. Go and tell John he did what he was called to do. Go and tell John the good news. Go and tell them, Jesus now says to us. Go and tell them the good news. Go and tell what you hear and what you see. Go and tell so that others might receive this joy too. Go and tell how you have heard of the love of God. Go and tell about the cleansing gift of forgiveness you have known in your life from your sister, from your friend, from your God. Go and tell about where you saw new life and new movement brought to those who seemed dead or lifeless. Go and give good news to the poor. Tell them how our ears and our eyes have been opened to them and how we are with them in their struggles. Go and tell how your eyes have been opened to beautiful blossoms all around, even and especially in the deserts of life. As we share what we have heard and seen, we carry on the work of John, even as he suffers and doubts in prison. As we share what we have heard and seen, we continue the work of Jesus, who is among us already, but who we wait on still. As we share what we've heard and seen, we become the good news, the body of Christ in the world. John the Baptist is in a dark place. But we know that a light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Thanks be to God. Amen.